This is week 3 of New Testament survey, additional lecture notes covering chapters 13 through 16. In these notes, I'm not going to necessarily give you page numbers, just some ideas to be looking for as you go through. Be aware of the work of Werner Kummel, C.K. Barrett, and Oscar Bronner. They wrote about a New Testament life and in the historicity and view of the world in which it was written. Things like Nero entering the Olympic Games or Isthmian Games, as it was in Corinth. He entered as a singer and a poet. He would have the competition beat up by the Roman guards and declare himself the winner. So that supposedly happened about 51 AD, and possibly the Apostle Paul was there. Oscar Bronner wrote that in Biblical Archaeology, 1962. Great reading. Be sure and compare the first century Rome and the 21st century and what we see in the postmodern world. I think we're facing some very similar challenges, and what happened in the first century church is very possible in the 21st century church, because many of the same scenarios and culture are in place for that. The history of the world is a source of cycles and repetition. Dr. Strauss of Lincoln Christian College has often said, "Confound the ancient, they've stolen all our ideas." So just be aware of that interconnection. The skepticism that's mentioned is very close to the postmodern view. There's no absolute truth binding on all people. Remember also that Sadducees did not believe in a resurrection, and Paul shifted the attention off of himself and on to a long-standing disagreement between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And Paul says, "I am all things to all men, that by all means I may save some." Also, look for the Trinity in the Old Testament in this chapter. In Acts, chapters 1 through 7, in the 14th chapter of your book, textbook, just little notes to put in your mind, and sometime you may come across them. In the New Testament, there are words that appear only once. They're only in the New Testament one time, and they're called a hapax legomenon. And an excellent resource to find such a word in any New Testament book is by Saki Kubo. It's called A Reader's Greek-English Lexicon of the New Testament, Zondervan, Grand Rapids, published 1975. This work delineates word usage and number of time. Hapax legomenons are important keys in translating, since we don't have a wide usage in the New Testament to compare them with contextually. And when I'm speaking of Easter, I prefer Resurrection Sunday. That way you avoid sending mixed messages to non-believers and new Christians. And the married couple and Ananias and Sapphira did not drop dead from deceiving the body, but for lying to the Holy Spirit in Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 3 and 4. But be sure and be aware of what was going on at that time. In terms of Acts and the support of what appears to be almost communism, the Jews were in town for the Pentecost, and they stayed on longer than they had planned because of their conversion, and in that way it was necessary to share, since their income was far away and they had no other means of support. And so that argument is put forth for the early church taking care of one another, and how long that lasted, and how much is involved there in Acts. That concludes week 3.